The Chafetz Chaim quotes a well-known pasuk in Mishlei, and in a footnote explains the pasuk in a really beautiful way. The pasuk says, "Al stei ish otzel avarti, I passed by the field of a lazy man, v'hine ala kulei kimshainim, and it was overgrown with weeds. Kasu panav charulim, its face was covered by thorns. V'geder avon of neherasa, and its stone wall had collapsed." The Chafetz Chaim explains that a field is meant to be plowed and planted so that it grows a crop. And you build a wall around it to protect it from animals so that they don't destroy your work. If a person is lazy and doesn't want to plant anything, so the field will run wild. It'll become overrun with weeds and thorns, and even if he gets an inspiration and then decides to plow it and plant it, it'll be useless until he fixes the fence around it. Likewise, a person has to be a zoruz to learn Torah every day and to engage in tshuva and ma'is and taivim. This is comparable to plowing and planting a field. And if you do that, and if you, so to speak, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, your neshama will produce all that's within its potential to produce. Kedusha, chachmas aleikim, godly wisdom, and it'll be protected as well by the fence of midas taivis, because through learning Torah and engaging in ma'isim taivim, we continuously support and reinforce the fence that protects what we have. Torah is the biggest inspiration to have good midas. It teaches us how to identify bad midas, and it teaches us how to recognize what's the correct path. Ma'isim taivim train us in good midas, as many of the tamei ha-mitzvahs are in order to instill good midas in a person. Rachamim, mercy, chesed, and etc. So learning Torah and doing mitzvahs create a fence of midas taivis. Hashem created the neshama with the nature that it can grow just like a field and become greater and greater. Just as a field gets planted with a few seeds and produces much, much more, likewise the neshama can become much, much greater than it was originally. However, just as a field needs the nourishment of rain and dew to flourish, likewise the neshama needs to be watered with Torah and mitzvahs. Depending on the amount of the light of Torah that one lets into their soul, that's how great the neshama will grow. This is what the pasuk in Parashas Ha'azinu means. The pasuk says, "Yaroiv kamater likhi." My lekach, my product, it means the words of Torah, should fall like rain. Yaroiv, they should fall hard like rain. The tizal katal emrasi, and my word should drip like dew on the neshama of a person. Through tshuva and ma'isim tovim, a person can build a fence to protect his neshama from outside forces, from bad influences, from the tumma that exists in the world, and to train it to only lean and be pulled towards doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. But if a person allows themselves to be lazy, it'll be like a lazy man's field. That not only does it not grow a good crop, it'll grow thorns and weeds. Meaning that not only if a person doesn't daven, if he doesn't learn, he doesn't do mitzvahs, and he doesn't run after them, so not only will he lack the light of Torah, he'll allow evil forces to penetrate. And they'll ruin whatever Torah and Kedusha a person already has attained. Each day that passes without Torah and mitzvahs, those forces get stronger and they harm us more and more spiritually as a field becomes gradually overgrown. More than anything else, bittul Torah contributes to this degeneration. In addition, the fence that protects his field, good midas, will also degenerate because there's no care. No one's looking at them, no one's caring about you. It needs upkeep. A good midas don't stay on their own. It's a constant struggle and eventually they'll collapse. When a person chooses to do tshuva and once again start learning, he'll have to repair his fence first, which the Chafetz Chaim explains. It means he's going to have to find a new way to fence himself off from going down his old path. That's the comparison to building a new wall. And he'll have to create a new approach to Yiras Shamayim because now that he's, so to speak, failed in his original attempt, he's going to have to be doubly as strong and as careful not to go down that path again. And that's the concept of building a new fence and then once again learning and doing mitzvahs.